Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Speaking of Sylvia, bringing this back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Sullivan is our guest, Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He is a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking, folks, about how to get help from the government. Just to make things really clear, the SBA.gov emergency loan we talked about a minute ago that you need to go fill out the form for. Takes you about 10 minutes. SBA.gov, top of the page, click on the link, fill out the form. That's money directly from the SBA that will go into your bank account. That's what I told you yesterday. That's what we're telling you again today. That's a separate package, separate amount of money from the money you're going to get from your banker, which is what we're going to talk about now, Tom, how to get money from the bank. That money will come from the bank, and some of it may or may it probably will be guaranteed by the SBA through an SBA guaranteed loan. Right, Tom?
Yes, Jim. Yeah, you're absolutely right, and good for you for steering small business owners all across the country towards this money that is intended to help them. We have a great small business guide that does almost as good of a job of explaining this as you do on your show, Jim. It's at uschamber.com/sbloans. Again, it's uschamber.com/sbloans. The loans, and this lays out the process that all the local bankers are going to be following to get that $350 billion that Congress said should be available to help small businesses into the hands of employers on Main Street.
Well, that's exactly, and folks, please do that. Go to SBA.gov. I'm sorry. Go to uschamber.com/sbloans. That's where you get this. It's an outstanding resource, and Tom, thank you, and congratulations on being such a leader, you guys, on making this available. It's very simple, folks. I encourage you to go there and check it out. So the SBA has will the first help from the SBA be an emergency loan separate from a 7A loan when the bank says, okay, I've got, you know, we're going to go through the SBA on this first, the very first approach to the SBA. Will that be an emergency loan, or will it be a 7A loan?
It's an emergency loan, Jim.
Okay.
Modeled after the 7A program. The difference is that you know, pre-coronavirus, you know, before all of this happened, those bank loans only had a limited amount of banks that had created a contract with the Small Business Administration to loan them. Now we realize we need every bank, we need every lender in America to get that money out to small business. So what Congress said was that emergency loan authority, that any bank that gets the thumbs up from the Treasury Secretary can make these loans. So that's okay. The real big difference is that it used to be just a small program between SBA and a select number of lenders. Now it's every bank that gets the thumbs up from the Treasury Secretary to get this money out. And really, the whole emphasis, Jim, is speed.
That's right.
We know, and you know better than anyone, that if it takes 3 to 6 weeks to get this money, small businesses are going to be toast.
We'll lose millions and millions of small businesses if it takes that long.
You're right. The Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin was on all of the shows all weekend saying, we're getting this money on Main Street this week.
So let me, since you brought up the timing, Tom, the emergency loan from the SBA, the up to $10,000, when you apply for that money on Monday, do you have any idea how long it'll take that money to be deposited?
Congress said that cash advance, which is part of the loan process that you're talking about, is supposed to get to small businesses in 3 days.
Okay. So when you start the process, you fill out that form. Hopefully within 3 days you'll get that money, and that'll be go directly into your bank. You won't even have to hear from your banker. Just you probably get an email from the SBA. They're going to ask you for your email, and they'll say, "Is this the one you want to send your notice?" They'll send you a notice, and you'll get and they'll tell you the money's in the account. Then the money from the bank that you'll get through the second emergency loan, so to speak, the one from that the bank will be involved in, that first emergency loan that the bank will be involved in. How long is that process? How has that been streamlined?
Well, the whole intention is to get the money out immediately, but it's up to the individual banks. And Jim, I think we've got to be really strong and really clear with your small business listeners. Do not think that this is an official loan. If someone calls you or emails you,
no.
Without you having initiated the contact.
That's right.
There are terrible, terrible scams going on.
Thank you.
And if you all of a sudden get some phone call that's uninitiated, or you get some email that you didn't initiate by yourself.
Right.
Then,
or if you don't know the person.
If your banker
calls you, that's okay. But if you don't know the person, don't talk to them about it.
Yeah. If it sounds too good to be true, Jim, it is.
Yeah.
You know
right.
that. That's been your guiding principle throughout the 17 years I've known you.
That's right, exactly right. So contact your banker. Like as Tom says, while you're filling out the SBA loan form on their website, call your banker, have your banker in the other ear, and get them lined up. uschamber.com/SBLoans, folks. Do yourself a favor. Go there and read that and do that simultaneously with filling out the SBA.gov. form at the top of the page. Quick break. Right back with Tom Sullivan. More after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.